Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Thus far this week, we have stood by Jesus in Matthew's Gospel as he teaches the crowd and his disciples following an exchange that he has with the Pharisees and the scribes. Matthew records this for us in his 15th chapter, and soon I will read from verses 15 through 20. If you have your Bible handy, open it to Matthew chapter 15. What the Lord is teaching us is that men and women look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And as the prophet Jeremiah says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? In some versions of Scripture, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Evil and sin live deep within the hearts and souls of all of us. And the only one who can deliver us from such is Jesus Christ. Jesus is our only hope. He is the sole hope of this world, my friends. And this matter of penetrating the heart and draining it of all offense toward God and one another, purifying the heart of things such as hatred, racism, violence, aggression, sexual immorality, you name it, this is a task too big and too difficult for us to do ourselves. We are not even sure of the depth of our own iniquity. Not what we need, but who we desperately need is Jesus. Ironically, the very one who can so transform the heart that such hatred, racism, violence, aggression, and sexual immorality and the like will be removed. The very one who can do that is the last person the loudest voices in our culture want. Due to the widespread rejection of Christ, people seek other solutions. But those solutions fail every single time. Trying to change people from the outside to the inside is unworkable. The only way any person makes positive, lasting change is if God works from the inside to the outside. So let us hear now from God's Son, God in human flesh, Christ. Setting the context, you will remember if you have been with us that the Pharisees and scribes charged Jesus with not following their traditions. The specific tradition, the man-made rule the Jewish religious rulers had established and the disciples of Jesus did not practice, was the ceremonial washing of hands before eating bread. In response to this criticism, Jesus answers that it is not what enters the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth. This defiles the man. And what Peter, one of the disciples of Christ, and what we want to know is, what are the things that proceed out of the mouth that make us defiled or unclean? Let's listen now as Peter asks Jesus his question, and then the Lord responds. I'm reading Matthew chapter 15, verses 15 through 20. Peter said to Jesus, "Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." Jesus finds Peter's question a bit frustrating. After all this time of being with him every day, still Peter does not understand. He does not comprehend that sin in the heart needs to be addressed long before there will be a change in one's outward actions. How is it possible that Peter is still not getting the Lord's teaching? Well, the disciples, like us, are slow learners, And so Jesus patiently returns to this matter of physical food and how it does not affect us spiritually. Food, says Jesus, like the bread the Pharisees and scribes talked about, is food that goes into the mouth, then passes into the stomach from where it is eliminated. Actually, the word eliminated is better translated thrown into the latrine. Thrown into the latrine. Here is the logic. Food is physical. It affects the physical. Food cannot affect the spiritual because food is physical, not spiritual. Physical corruption cannot cause spiritual corruption. Let's say I get a hold of a juicy cheeseburger and gobble it down. That meat goes down into the stomach. And let's say I was enjoying the taste so much that I failed to notice the beef was way undercooked. And now I am on the modern day latrine, the toilet, and I am not leaving anytime soon. In fact, I have to spend the night in my bathroom because I have food poisoning. The physical food has corrupted my physical body. But that raw meat has not negatively affected my spiritual life. In fact, I am so sick that the food poisoning has momentarily improved my spiritual life as I cry out to God to heal me and to have mercy on my stomach. I spend the night in prayer. Returning to Jesus, as one commentator said, ceremonies, rituals, and other external practices cannot cleanse a person spiritually, and failure to observe them cannot defile a person spiritually. On the contrary, stated Jesus, the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. What makes a person unclean is not failure to follow a religious ritual. What makes a person unclean is what comes out of his or her mouth. Rituals for the outside of a person, like washing one's hands before eating bread, cannot make the inside of a person clean. And then Jesus tells us what are the things that proceed out of the mouth that makes us defiled or unclean. Verses 19 and 20. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man. When Jesus speaks of the heart, he is talking about what is representing the inner person. This unrighteousness, these evil and sinful things reside in the inner person, and from there they launch out of one's mouth or out of one's being in what one does and says, in how a person acts. Christ's teaching is forceful. The Pharisees and the scribes are corrupted by their inner unrighteousness. It is the dirty heart, not the dirty hand, that is the problem. I like how John MacArthur puts it, quote, "The need is for God to cleanse men's hearts, not for men to wash their hands." The need is for God to cleanse men's hearts, not for men to wash their hands. Of course, what is evil and sinful on the inside is then evil and sinful on the outside. Yes, but Jesus focuses on the heart or on the inner person. That is where he does his ministry of transforming us from sinners to saints. God changes the inside of us, and then we produce good works on the outside of us. Inner transformation results in outward manifestation. What is then good and pure on the inside is good and pure on the outside when Christ touches the heart. That is the correct and proper order. First, change the inside, then change the outside. Now that we have covered all of the verses in Matthew 15 I've wanted us to, we have application to what is going down in our nation and the world over. We are watching as people are torn apart by the very evil Jesus identified. There is murder. There is theft, robbing, looting. There are evil thoughts. Much that is now being written into law is outright evil. Of course, there is rampant sexual immorality, adulteries, fornications, much of which is now passed down to our children as being perfectly normative for them. And then we have an out-of-control media, a TV, and an internet that thrives on false witness and slander. Politicians are particularly good at practicing such things. Social media seems to exist to make certain that real people, made in the image of God, are ripped to shreds, targeted, and attacked. There doesn't seem to be any love, mercy, or grace. There is little compassion, and the idea that one would show respect to another person, serve someone else, love a neighbor, and pray for those who persecute you, all of what Jesus taught us to do, we live in a world where that is made antiquated and out of date. And it seems that everybody is so angry now. So yes, the evil is on full display, but this is evil generated in the heart, on the inside. What all the people of this world need is a heart transplant. They need Jesus to rip out the old heart and replace it with his new heart. Maybe you need him. I really want to encourage you towards Jesus. And if he is already changing you on your inside, then share him with others, will you? The most profound problem our cultures face today is the evil that resides in people. Outward actions are a manifestation of an inward evil. And Jesus teaches us that the solution to what ails our society is himself, because Christ alone changes people's hearts. Now, this is what was on my heart to share with you the first half of this week. We will go back now to Adam and Eve and their sinful hearts in the garden. That's as far back as we can go with people. They are the first humans. And they had the same problem we have. Evil had infiltrated their inner persons. Join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.